Hi, good morning or good afternoon or whatever time it is that you're listening to my podcast today. Today's the last episode of my 5-series podcast on bulimia nervosa, and in today's episode it's going to be a little bit different because I will be reading a story of a close friend of mine who battled with bulimia, and I just want to say thank you to her for allowing me to share her story and allowing me to tell the rest of you guys who are listening to this. So you're very strong, and so thank you so much for allowing me to tell your story for you. My story is not that different from most people with an eating disorder. My struggle with bulimia fits a textbook definition, and the similarities between my story and others are uncanny. But to me, it is unique, it is different, and it's extremely personal. My recent journey into recovery has been the proudest but most difficult accomplishment of my life. I have always had issues with my weight and self-esteem since junior year of high school. I was your typical awkward preteen, chubby, braces, glasses, acne, and a sweet yet painfully shy personality. I was self-conscious about everything, including my weight. As I entered high school, the concern I had about my body grew stronger. Then one day, I was home after school watching a talk show. The topic was eating disorders. I watched several young girls discuss their struggles with anorexia or bulimia. I listened intently as one girl described exactly how she made herself sick. A light went off in my head. I made my way to the washroom in a daze. I looked at myself in the mirror, still not yet entirely sure what I was doing. Then I pulled my hair back into a ponytail, knelt over the toilet, and made myself sick. I wish with all my heart that I could tell every young girl or boy who is contemplating that very action for the first time to not to succumb. That it may seem like a great way to control your weight, but instead it wreaks havoc on your body. That you may think you'll only do it once in a while, but like an addiction, it will become your life. I wish I could tell them to say no to that at first, not so powerful urge, to get out while they still can. My on again, off again relationship with bulimia throughout high school and university was not something I considered serious at the time. It was my coping mechanism, something I could fall back on when I was feeling fat, stressed, or upset. I would go for weeks without making myself sick. The pattern was incredibly sporadic. I was in complete control of my bulimia. When I was 22, bulimia gained control over me. I had just graduated from university. Society was expecting me to go out and get a job. Along with the job, I was supposed to get an income, a place to live, and to support myself and completely independently for the first time in my life. I was terrified. At this time, I was busy feeling rejected and worthless. A serious boyfriend had dumped me for the second time in my life. It was not the greatest phase for me. I sank into a very depressive-like state. I didn't eat, I didn't sleep, and I spent my entire time either crying or listing reasons why I shouldn't exist. As a result, I began to lose weight. I didn't even realize at first that I was getting smaller. My friends and family did. Everyone kept telling me how great I looked, but I couldn't see it. It wasn't until I was at work one weekend that I finally realized something was going on. My weekend job involved respite care for 4 elderly ladies. I was in the kitchen baking cookies for them when one walked in and asked if I had lost weight, a question I had grown accustomed to hearing, but never from a person with dementia. Once I realized how much weight I had lost, I also realized I could never gain it back. When I had been heavier, I had been deemed unlovable. I had so many overwhelming feelings at this time in my life and no idea what to do with them. Binging and purging was a temporary release for me, although I realized now that each bulimic episode was only intensifying my feelings. I continued spiraling downwards, constantly finding new methods of self-torture. I often scared myself with the intensity of my abusive actions. I consider myself a very loving, caring person and would never inflict harm on anyone, but I was certainly capable of inflicting harm on myself. I reflect back to this time as a very painful, lonely period in my life. I had no ability to look forward to the future. All I knew was that this behavior was my life. This began to change during one very remarkable weekend. Two important things happened that weekend. One was that my mother stumbled across my secret. The second was I had met someone. That someone turned to be my rock. He had been so supportive and affirmative throughout my entire journey. After several heart-wrenching talks with my parents, sister, and then boyfriend, I began a roller coaster of a journey. I explored several therapists and support groups before finding a good fit. I worked with an amazing dietitian who helped me rediscover the importance of food. I had intense sessions with my counselor who assisted me in comforting my issues. I went up, I went down. I had days when I felt on top of the world. I felt in control, healthy and happy. I also had days where I had hit rock bottom. I would scream at myself in the mirror not to succumb to the urge and end up in the puddle of tears on the bathroom floor. I continued on this path, but each time I caught a glimpse of recovery, I would grow slightly stronger, and ever so gradually, the time period between relapses would increase. Last fall, I had an opportunity to make a big life change. I left the hectic rush of a big city to move to the small town where my boyfriend lived. I accepted a job that allowed me to work 4 days a week. I began to make time for myself. I learned the importance of self-care and began to let go of self-abuse. And since we're finally together, my boyfriend and I did something we'd always talked about. After a generous Christmas present from my father, we adopted a cat. I will never underestimate the value of a pet therapy. Today, I'm entering my 4th month of recovery. To some, that may not sound like a big deal. To me, it's my greatest accomplishment. It is the longest stretch I'd ever had. And though I still have far to go, this is the first time I'd ever felt hope. Hope that my life will continue this way. I have learned so much from my battle with bulimia. I have learned about my own personal strength, which is more phenomenal than I've ever would have realized. I have also learned the importance of a healthy lifestyle. These days, I eat nutritional, well-balanced meals and incorporate healthy exercise into my day. And I enjoy this. I enjoy taking care of myself and living my life. I also have realized that people in my life are more supportive and understanding than I could have ever known. My family, close friends, and boyfriend were by my side through each phase of the journey, never once casting judgment or anger my way. The most important thing I have learned is to appreciate myself as a person, not as how I look. My mother's catchphrase, "Beauty comes from the inside," does not fall on deaf ears anymore. I no longer measure my self-worth with a scale or tape measure. I feel beautiful because of who I am, how I treat others, and most importantly, how I treat myself. Beauty is not a pimple-free face or a tiny waist or shiny hair or any airbrush quality we witness daily in the media. It is who you are on the inside. And though I am proud of discovering who I am through the struggle, my greatest hope is that others will never have to work through an eating disorder to discover who they are. Now, I just wanted to say thank you again to my friend for allowing me to share this story. It was so painful to see her go through what she went through for years. However, me and all her other friends stuck by her, and we were with her every step of the journey. Today, she's doing so much better, and I'm so proud of her for how far she's come. So thank you again for listening to my podcast, and have a good night or good morning.